We're here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop in Minneapolis. First person I saw pretty much when I came in here, Tom Bias, CEO of Growth Energy. And Tom, you were able to greet everyone coming in here to the FEW as they opened the trade show. And you talked about the big announcements just before the weekend there. So let's talk first about the EPA's RVO proposal and what Growth Energy thinks about.
This is their second attempt at trying to get the 2014 RVO done, and they also threw in 15 and 16 in this one. They got the first one wrong a year and a half ago. They've got this one wrong, and even though it's a little better than the one a year and a half ago, we got a lot of work to do to, again, educate them on why they got it wrong and the errors of their ways. I'm confident we can do that in the comment period. You know, we had hundreds of thousands of our supporters comment last time. I think it made a difference. We need that same this time. And so any of your listeners out there, whatever you're doing, stop the tractor, you know, stop whatever you're doing. Make a phone call, write a letter, submit a comment to EPA, and stand up basically for our livelihood, our economic livelihood.
They're going to have an actual public hearing on this, right, in Kansas City.
June 25th, we want everybody in the world to show up there and express their views on how they got it wrong and why we need to move forward. You know, this is a great industry. It's great for our national security, our energy security, jobs that can't be outsourced, the rural economy, consumers at the pump. And everyone ought to weigh in. We're not going to just sit here and let the other side win automatically without a fight.
And when they announced it on Friday, they said, well, you know, we know what the statute says, but we had to change it because, you know, we don't think that we can meet the consumption levels in the statute.
They won't if without that pull demand. That's the whole point. The other avenue for that is to do program similar to what we've been doing in Prime the Pump, what the Secretary announced on the federal money for the same cause. But that's a lot slower. That basically drags this thing out, so we won't meet the targets of the Renewable Fuel Standard goals by 2022. And it sends a chilling signal to any investor or lender that wants to get into the industry. We know there's a lot of people that are just waiting for the certainty of a marketplace. And without that certainty, it's tough to get people to invest in it. So that's the downside. But, again, it's a proposal, and we're not going to take it lightly.
Well, you mentioned what USDA, what Secretary Vilsack did as far as allocating more money to put in, you know, to either upgrade or put in new blender pumps or E15 pumps. But this is still a voluntary program, right? I mean, they you know, you're still not forcing your retail fuel operators put in pumps, right?
Exactly. But what we have seen with experience over the past year with Prime the Pump, the retailers, independent retailers out there, they're willing to do it. We've had announcements but from regional retailers like Sheetz, Come and Go, Murphy USA, Protec, Minoco, people like that. So we're expecting and hoping for even more of that with the Secretary's program as well.
We're standing here in your booth at the FEW, and you got a nice New Holland Boomer right here. And tell us about Growth Energy American Ethanol's partnership with New Holland and how they are really supporting the ethanol industry.
Well, you can see the stickers, and if we were on camera, you could. American Ethanol all over, the number 3. New Holland really understands what drives the rural economy, and they've been invaluable partners in supporting ethanol and renewable fuels. They advertise, they promote, they market, they connect with farmers. They're offering equipment for farmers that get involved. They're absolutely perfect partners. And, again, they understand what people are going to buy farm equipment if they make a profit from the marketplace. And to make a profit from the marketplace, you have to have supply and demand in balance on commodity programs. I mean, that's why we enjoyed, you know, the greatest period of prosperity ever in American agriculture over the last several years. New Holland has an interest in making sure that happens. They believe in those rural people and rural communities, and so do we, and so does everybody at this conference. So really proud to partner with them.
Well, in American Ethanol, we just started, is this the fourth year or the fifth year?
Fifth year.
Fifth year. Fifth year. And how has that partnership worked for the ethanol industry?
It's working great. We've seen the numbers go up, and these aren't just us saying it, but NASCAR's fan base, they survey them all the time. They show the support for ethanol in general and for higher blends specifically going up every year. And I think the latest number is 75% support. That's more than that's greater than the average in American public. So that marketing has worked. It's a great sport. It's a very competitive sport. They use fuel. They've put over 7 million miles in competition in 5 years in their top three series and have yet to have a single problem. They've had only benefits, higher horsepower, better performance.
Tom, it's always good to see you. And here at the FEW, another great year for this conference. It's 32nd year.
32nd.
So it's great and good to see you. And like you said, we keep fighting the good fight.
Thanks, Cindy. Great talking to you.
All right. Take care. Here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop in Minneapolis, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.